lucky few podcast listeners and friends. We had so many incredible conversations in 2023. And before we kick off a new season in 2024, we're going to be throwing it back to some of our very favorite episodes from last year as we get excited to hit a milestone. Y'all, this is the year that we will hit our 1 millionth download. We're so close. We're just a few thousand away. Listeners, we are looking forward to another amazing season of shouting worth and shifting narratives for people with Down syndrome. From all of us here at the Lucky Few Podcast, thank you for your support and enjoy this throwback episode. Oh my gosh. Okay, listeners, Micah and I'm just going to say this is our banter, okay? Micah and I just finished this interview with Sid Ghosh, who is an autistic, a young man who is autistic and has Down syndrome and is a poet and is a non-speaker and uses a letter board to communicate. And we just had ended the conversation, which you're going to get to hear in a couple seconds. Well, keep listening. And we're both just minds blown.
It's blown, right. And I did not expect to have my mind blown because I've seen Sid on Instagram. I mean, I don't see Sid all the time on Instagram, but I have seen moments where he has used his letter board with Feisch. I've seen moments where his poems have been read, but I've never had seen him over a 30-minute course of time and see how the whole conversation goes. And the depth of this kid and the intelligence is just we keep saying mind blowing. But it's wrecked me. It's wrecked me.
Yes. I feel the same way. Especially raising a kid with Down syndrome who I don't have a non-speaker, but I have a daughter whose language is limited. Mm-hmm. And therefore, or the way she presents to the world, it presents as not intelligent. And Vaish, we've had Vaish on the podcast. So Sid Ghosh's mother is Dr. Vaish Sarathi, and she's been on the podcast recently. And her whole thing is we have to assume intelligence in our kids, and to see it all play out, just their relationship and how she supports him and just how they work together. Anyways, friends, there is this episode we are going to offer on video because it is such a unique thing to have a non-speaker on a podcast because podcasts are audio. So this is on video. I would suggest right now, even if you can, pausing and pulling up the video. And if you are usually you multitask while you're listening to podcasts, still do that, but have it available to watch, or just sit down and watch intently. Take an hour and watch this one because it was what, Micah? Mind-blowing.
Mind-blowing. Soul-wrecking.
Soul-wrecking. All right, you guys.
Oh, okay. I'm just going to go have a little sob in my pillow. But first, listeners, let's shout some worth and shift some narratives for people with Down syndrome. Welcome to the Lucky Few Podcast. We're celebrating Down Syndrome Awareness Month, and we will be interviewing some amazing self-advocates. And we're starting today with the wonderful and talented Sid Ghosh, who is coming on the show to celebrate with us and share his journey as a self-advocate, author, poet with Down syndrome. We are so excited to chat with him and his mom, Dr. Vaish Sarathi, today. So welcome, everybody, to the Lucky Few Podcast.
Friends, before we get into this episode, I'm going to read a review from another listener. This comes from Kat O, who says, I've been listening to the Lucky Few Podcast for almost 3 years now. Every week you bring such informative interviews, and I always look forward to hearing the conversations with the three hosts. I love this podcast. Thank you for all you do. Kat, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for leaving that review. It makes us so happy to know that you love the podcast. And we're going to keep on keeping on. 3 years. Kat, we are good friends by now, and I love it. Listener, if you love this podcast and you've been listening for 3 years, 5 years, or a day, you too can leave a review. Head to Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts, leave a review today, and maybe we'll read it on another episode. And also, did you know that you can now leave us a review on any new episodes on Spotify? So head there too. Head over to Spotify, any of our new episodes. If you haven't done that yet, you can do that too. We appreciate it.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. We're going to start. We're just going to get to it, guys. Let's go. All right, friends. I am here with Sid Ghosh and his mom, Dr. Vaish Sarathy, who you may remember from previous episodes, and we're so excited to have them on today. Sid is a levitator of language, easy in his style, fast in his lie, and light in his tale. He is also a poet, not by choice, but by accident. So just your autistic boy next door with Down syndrome. He's 16 and the author of 2 chapbooks, Give a Book from Push Press 2022 and Proceedings of the Full Moon Rotary Club, State Champs of San Francisco 2023. You can find Sid on Instagram at Down Like Sid. Sometimes he just struggles to find himself, though. All right. Welcome to the Lucky Few podcast, Sid and Vaish.
Thank you. H, I, and I apologize, but I need to get another letter board with punctuation so that he can, I thought I had it, but I don't. 1 minute.
Okay. No worries. Okay. Great. So that was Sid saying hi to our listeners. We're going to explain a little bit more about how Sid communicates and how Vaish is going to support him. But that was Sid saying hi.
Yeah, this is, listeners, this is so exciting because, as we know, the podcast platform is one that is verbal. And so we've not had a non-speaking guest on before, and that we're so excited to have Sid on. So we're doing this together. I feel like this is, what's the word when you're breaking some, like you're, this is,
guy. Breaking a barrier.
I don't know. Why can't I think of words?
Glass breaking.
We are breaking glass ceilings.
That's right.
Know. Okay.
And I remembered that I needed another letter board because usually after hi, he has a punctuation. So I brought the board. This one has the punctuations, but this one that he normally uses does not. It's just a standard board. So he added 3 exclamation points to that. So hi.
Amazing. Love it.
Okay. Vaish and Sid, before we start asking some questions, can you explain to our listeners what it is you're using to communicate, which is a letter board, and how that works?
So I have a letter board stencil right here. And if you're listening to this podcast, it is just a plastic thing with cutouts for different alphabets. And Sid's using a pencil to point to the letter that he wants. And he's just making sentences using that. And I'm the communication partner. So I'm literally just holding the letter board. Sometimes you might hear me giving him prompts, which are not about what to say, but just about keeping his body regulated. So I'm just saying sometimes, because Sid has a lot of apraxia, which is just trouble getting his muscles to move, sometimes he can just freeze or his hands kind of lose tone and drop. And so you might hear me say something like, keep going, Sid, or lift your hands, Sid, but that's the extent of the prompt. Or keep your eyes on the board, Sid, because his eyes may drift. So I'm giving motor prompts, but I'm not prompting what to say. All the language is his, but I'm just keeping Sid in his body.
Amazing.
Helping him keep, he's in his own body and just giving him prompts.
Can I ask a couple of follow-up questions about as his mom, discovering this form of communication for him and then becoming a pro essentially at it? Can you just touch on that super quick?
Yes, absolutely.
Please.
And it's obviously mind-blowing when that happened, right? So when I'd heard about this lady who was teaching this technique called the rapid prompting method back in 2015 was when I heard, we immediately booked him. Ticket to Austin, and Sid and I went there. And at that time, I thought Sid couldn't communicate at all. So I hadn't seen any evidence. I mean, very minimal of like batting at some things, but he couldn't even point. But with Soma, I think the first word he spelled was an animal in a farm, and he spelled dog. And he was 7 at this time. And I remember being in tears that, oh, my son knows what a dog is. But it was progress from there, but it took a long time. So it's a lot of practice, because Sid, even within the world of Down syndrome, Sid has significantly lower muscle tone. So it took him a long time. And I think a lot of it is just motor planning and practicing moving the hands. So it's been 8 years now. And the fluency that you see is definitely not overnight. So it's been many, many years in practice.
Okay. I'm excited to watch it. I'm excited. And listeners, we are going to offer this whole interview on video. And I hope. And I'm hopeful that you'll take the time to come watch this.
I have a t-shirt that says Spellers. And if anybody's interested in this, there's a documentary called Spellers that follows the journey of 8 non-speaking autistic kids and adults. Honestly, Sid's the only non-adult in that group, but in their journey from not communicating to communicating using letter words.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Wow, that's incredible. I know there's so many parents out there like me who have kids with a dual diagnosis and are navigating what it's going to look like to have a non-speaking child. And, you know, for what I've been able to find for ACE so far is using PECS and using AAC device, but the idea of him being able to spell words or being able to communicate more specifically what he wants sounds incredible. And it's so exciting for those of us in my shoes to see you, Sid, and see how you're using your words and saying exactly what you want to say. And I know that that's something I really want for my son.
Okay, Sid, I'm going to start. I've got some questions for you. We've got some questions for you. And the first is, can you just tell us a little bit more about yourself? So things like, where do you live? Some things that you love to do.
Ready? I'm trying to get the ledger board and Sid in the same video. Okay, I think that'll work.
That's great.
L. I. Okay, go. V. Let's hold it tight. Stabilize your hands and go. L-I-V-E. Live. I live in. M. My. O-W. N. Live in my own. H-E. Keep moving. A-D. Okay. Live in my own head.
Okay.
All right. What was the other question? I think what do you like to do?
Yeah, what do you like to do?
L, I, K, like, T, like to, W, R, I, T, E, like to write.
Mm-hmm. That's so cool.
Is that it?
I love it.
Something else there? Done. Oh.
So speaking of writing, Sid, you are a poet and a published author. So will you tell us more about that? Like, how did you discover that you liked to write, and how did you realize that the writing was poetry?
Okay. Whenever you're ready, move your hands up. P O E T R Y, poetry. F, O, F, O, P, F, O, U, N, poetry found me. Okay, punctuation. Period. Maybe you can use this one. Q, U, I, T, E, quiet.
So it found you quietly?
I think it said found me, quite. Period, and then quite something. Q, U, I, T.
Quite.
Keep moving. R, E-W-A-R-D-I-N. Quite rewarding to... Is that a G? Quite rewarding to be, to be a P O E T. Okay, that's better. Done. Poetry found me, period. Quite rewarding to be a poet.
Mm. And Sid, do you have any authors that you admire? Any poets that you love to read?
J A N. Is it J N H? Is that what you want? I? Okay, J N D. Jandy. M E L. Keep moving. S O N. Jandy Nelson. She's the author of, I think I'll Give You the Sun is the name of the book.
Okay.
Oh. Beautiful.
Anyone else? No. Okay.
I'm going to have to, I'm a poetry reader, oh. Sid, and I haven't read Jandy Nelson. So I'm going to write it down right now because I would love a new poetry book to check out.
Also, I want to kind of add a note, if I may, is that Sid is like the master of vague responses. So just don't be surprised. Like he likes to, where do you live? I live in my head. That kind of thing.
That's the best answer I've ever been given. We've been doing this podcast for 5 years. We're at like, what, 200 and something episodes. We ask that in most episodes. And that is by far the best answer that we've ever been given, Sid. If that's not a title already of a poem or like the title of your next book, I think I'm going to suggest it.
It's good. You tuck that away, Sid.
Sid, when you are writing poetry, do you have a favorite process, favorite part of the writing process? And if so, what is that?
Okay. Can you move your body to face like that? Hold it tight. Okay, go. G. E. Okay, go. T. T. I. N. Getting. T O W R I, maybe like this. T E, getting to write. Keep your body straight, please. It'll be harder to spell without that. Getting to write. I is A G I G I G G I F. Getting to write is a gift. Okay, punctuation, period. Keep going if you want to. I am S O G R A T E F U L. I'm so grateful. T. Keep moving. Okay, H. A. I'm so grateful that. T. H. That the. Reset. U N I V E R S. I'm so grateful that the universe S P, move it. E A K speaks T. Ready? Speaks to, I think. Okay, move your body. Let me get closer. Okay, speaks to. Lift your hands up. M speaks to me. H O U U L. Bring your eyes back to the board, see? U G H through P O E T R Y. Punctuation. Period. Okay. Second sentence was, I'm so grateful the universe speaks to me through poetry. I think the first sentence was getting to write poetry is a gift or something like that.
Yeah.
Sid, I think that we all feel really grateful that the universe speaks to you through poetry too. It's really wonderful to hear what you're thinking about and how you think about your writing. I'm wondering if you can tell our listeners who may not have looked at your poetry yet, what you generally write about. Are there certain themes that you come back to in your poems, certain things you write about?
Yeah. When you're ready, you can lift your hands up. Bring your eyes to the board, please. Okay. Got the question? Yes. Okay, then go. A. N. Y, N, E, keep moving, sir. T, N, H, I, N, N, anything, T, H, A, anything that. Is that a Y? Anything that? C O M maybe E, keep moving. Anything that comes. T O M E. Anything that comes to me. Period. G O. Okay. God. D, keep moving. O, D-O-J doesn't make sense. Keep moving. D-O-E, S, Sid, looking at the board might help. God doesn't. H, A, V, E, T, H, E. Keep moving. M, E. S. God doesn't have themes.
God doesn't have what? Will you say it again?
Themes. God doesn't have
themes. Oh, God doesn't have themes.
So anything that comes up, God doesn't have themes.
Sid, you're cool.
Sid, do you have any advice to other people with Down syndrome about raising awareness to empower people with Down syndrome and autism?
Okay, ready? Bring your hands to the table, steady. Become aware of your hands and go. F, I, R, S, first. F, I, N, D, keep moving. Y O U R V O I C. Find it. First, find your voice. Okay, period. I it M A it may N O T it may not B E it may not be S P E E C H it may not be speech. Anything else? Done. First, find your voice. It may not be speech.
That's great advice. Great advice. I love it.
I think it's such an encouragement for me to think about how much my son wants to find his voice, and that there, I just think that those words are something I can take to him and encourage him that there are some other ways. It may not be speech, but there are other ways for him to find his voice.
It's so, so good and empowering. You guys, my mind is blown right now. I just have to be really honest. I've never seen this kind of communication. I have a lot of questions, but mostly just a lot of admiration for both of you that you're taking the time to share this with us. Vaish, I think as a mom, like as a fellow mom, sorry, hold on. I've got a helicopter or something.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you great. Sorry, I had a helicopter flying above me. It got really loud. As a fellow mom raising kids with Down syndrome, who it is like that finding their voice and being able to share their voice, and you just want that. We want that for all of our kids, right? For them to be known, and how we live in the society that to be known, you have to be a certain way. And usually that's speaking a certain way or being able to like present yourself a certain way. And just the hard work that I'm imagining you and Sid, like the investigating to get to this, to get to understand that this is a way that was going to work for Sid's voice to be heard. And then the commitment to that and the learning. And yeah, I'm just blown away by both of you and highly inspired. Thank you for sharing this.
Yeah, it seems like just watching you, Sid, that this makes you feel really proud. Is that right? Is that what you're feeling right now when you giggle like that? Are you feeling proud?
S O M E some W H A T somewhat.
Somewhat. I have another question for you, Sid. We heard you started a group called the Full Moon Rotary Club, a place for spellers to write poetry, which the Full Moon Rotary Club is also the title of one of your books of poems, right? So I'm hoping you can tell us a little bit about that group and how it came to be, and also about the group's name and what that means to you.
M Y F A V T H I N G. My F A V things are my favorite thing. Keep moving. T O D to do is T O S. Keep moving. P I N. My favorite thing to do is spin. Period. H E N. I'll take that as a C. Hence, R O T A R. Rotary. C L U. Hence, Rotary Club. So a little bit of I'll just add a little bit of detail because Sid is very efficient with his words, so sometimes I add detail. But Sid loves to spin, like if you guys have seen like the Sufi meditating, the whirling dervishes. So it's very much similar to that. I feel like in a previous lifetime, he must have been something related. But he loves to spin for like, and he can actually spin for hours. So, and I think it was it's not really a pun. I don't know what you would call it, but that's why he called it the Rotary Club. But It's also the name of one of his poems he wrote about spinning. It's called the Rotary Club and actually came from there. But you can continue. F O R S P E L L I N for spelling L or P O. Move this a little bit so you have leverage. E. For spelling poets, okay. For spelling poets, maybe W. Okay, come back. For spelling poets, maybe a W and? Or if you want, okay, V, N, E, E, D. C. O. M. M. C. M. C. O. M. M. W. Doesn't make sense. U. N. I. For spelling poets, we need a community. Keep going. Period. Bring your eyes back, please. Okay, that's it. First, so Rotary Club is a community for spelling
poets. Are the poets, the people who are a part of the community, are they all over the nation, all over the world?
Yeah, all over the world, but many of them are in the US, but the intention is to be all over the world.
Okay.
Sid wants to, and I'm saying this because Sid speaks in very short sentences, so I doubt he's going to give this much detail, but I'll ask. You want to share more about the Rotary Club? You want me to share? Yeah, okay. He's wanting to start like a nonprofit that can support poets with maybe through grants or something. So we're looking into that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. How do people find the group and join?
It's a good question. Right now through an email to me.
Okay. they find like through your website or something, that it's like word of mouth essentially.
It's right now just word of mouth. So if you email me, I'll put you on the email list. Right now we meet every full moon, which is usually once a month. And I'll send you the Zoom link and it's free and you can just join in if you want to write poetry. So usually we have some song and dance and or not dance if you don't feel like it. And then we have a visiting poet that comes and leads us with prompts into poetry. And if you're not comfortable, if you're not spelling openly, if you're not communicating openly yet, you can just listen. If you are, you can write. So it's kind of a group poetry thing.
Okay.
That's really cool. And how do you find poets to come and speak? Are you just reaching out all the time to publish poets that you admire or that Sid admires?
Yeah, we started with a few poets that Sid admires, and then it's kind of like a chain thing. So we ask them for referrals for people that may be a good fit for teaching poetry to a neurodiverse community of poets that don't speak. And then it's kind of like, and then they'll tell us somebody else, and then they'll tell us somebody else. So everything's word of mouth at this point. But But if you're listening and you're a poet, we would love to have more poets come in. So anybody is welcome to be a poet and to, I mean, to be a visiting poet or to just come to the community.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
That is so, that's so great. I have a logistical question. I'm trying to picture all of this in my head. Sid, when you're writing poetry, are you pointing to a letterboard and someone else is writing or typing the letters, or are you typing on a keyboard as well? How are you getting the words on paper or the words on a screen?
He said yes. Yes to which question?
Yeah, that was a lot of questions. Sorry.
First one or second one? First. So same process. He's writing mm-hmm. his poetry, and I take gaps to whoever Sid's communication partner, which is usually me. I take gaps to write it down or type. Okay. Sid's not yet have the motor skills to type on a keyboard.
Okay.
But hopefully it's something we're working towards for the future.
Okay. In the spellers community, is that what a spelling board, going off his t-shirt, is it's the spellers community? Is that appropriate?
That's appropriate. They're okay. Like everybody has different names. There are some people say speller wars and this and that, but speller community is good.
Okay. Is it often the goal to work on a keyboard as well? Like that goes simultaneous, or at some point that happens?
I think so. What do you have to say? I, what's that? O? Look and go, please. I, N, D, E. I'll hold it like this. P, E, N, D, E, N. Independent. D or C. O, M, M. Keep moving. U. I'll take that as an N, I, C. Can you bring your eyes to the board? A, T, I, okay. Got it. Okay, I'll take that as independent communication. I, is, come back towards it. T, H, independent communication is the, what's that? G, N. O N A N L. Independent communication. Usually that looks like, so my two cents, usually that looks like, and work, that looks like a typer or a speller typing on a keyboard without support.
Okay.
And the keyboard is just propped up, but usually it takes a while to get there, because we now call communication partners communication regulation partners, because we're also doing, hopefully a good communication partner is also doing just a little bit of body regulation, as mm-hmm. you're hearing some a little bit. And a lot of times independent communication is hindered by if the child or the student is not the child or student, the communicator is feeling a little bit unstable in their body. So
mm-hmm. I have a question for you, Vaish. Mm-hmm. I am interested in knowing how you started to recognize Sid's ability when it came to writing and to poetry. And, you know, did that just come out of like a school assignment and suddenly he loved writing poetry, or was it did it overflow from the beginnings of using the letterboard with him? How did it happen?
Not in the beginning. Eventually, I remember that with one of his communication teachers, Soma, the lady who he first learned with, he had written a pretty funny poem, and I think he might have been 8. It was a rhyming kind of really funny, like a poem like you might expect to find in Alice in Wonderland. And I was kind of curious, and he didn't write with me after that later, but slowly he wrote a few poems, and I had no idea whether, like, you know, what that meant, because I don't know how to look at poetry or how to read poetry. I just knew there were poems and people seem to like them. So at that time, we started working with a poet who works with other spellers. His name is Chris Martin. And then he kind of recognized Sid's poetry. He kind of recognized the gift in Sid's poetry. Mm. And Sid and Chris still meet up once a week. And I would say it's more of a brainstorming session. And Sid will often write things with Chris than in my presence, because I think like you kind of are inspired in the presence of another poet or of another like thinker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Vaish, as a mom, with any of my kids, I get really excited to find them, to find out they love something and to watch mm-hmm. them grow in that love for something. How has that been watching him grow in his love and gift of poetry for you as his mom?
It's definitely been amazing, very fulfilling, very satisfying, because that's one of our, when you're a parent of a child with a disability, that's one of the first things that, like, there's so many, you know, like in the early days, at least, there's so many fears and so many things that you're wondering whether this will happen for your child. And I feel just because the process looks different, that doesn't matter to me. I mean, it's not, and the fact that your child has a passion and like it kind of really energizes them to be with that passion and, you know, going from letterboarding to being a poet, to writing a lot of poetry every week, to publishing books, to wanting to set up a nonprofit. I think that is a path towards something that you love. And I think that's really what we all want for our kids, for them to be on a path towards something that they love. So that is, I would say that's just the dream for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd also love to know, Vaish, for any parents listening who have non-speaking children, what would you recommend for them? You know, I'm thinking of me, especially. What do you recommend for me? But like, as a, you know, I have an 8-year-old who's non-speaking. He has never quite taken to his AAC device. He'll use it, but begrudgingly, mm-hmm. and he doesn't reach for it first. And PECs work somewhat, but like, do you have a next step for those of us who are like, okay, this is the path our child's on. They're non-speaking. What can we do next?
Yeah, I do. I do have something that I want to share. And as with most things that I share, it may not be a popular thing to share, but I don't think PECS leads to advanced communication. I think PECS is limited to saying, I want this, I want that, I want. And I have never met a child using PECS that has ever gone beyond, I want cookie or I want an iPad or music. It's designed for that. So how do you make that, how can you transition to complex language? I don't know. I mean, I'm not a PECS expert, but I've tried the same things that you have with Sid, and they've not worked. We've tried many, many iPad apps, and I know that they work for some kids, but I personally have never met a kid, an autistic kid. There are some other diagnoses that don't involve pattern formation that where some kids do work fine with Prolog or Togo and other things. I've never met somebody who has fluent communication to the level of writing, so let's say poetry or to share, going beyond I want, that has succeeded on an iPad. And I may be completely wrong here, but we tried it for years to the point that Sid actually has like trauma with iPad apps because he wants to work on it and it doesn't work for him. He gets stuck in saying the same thing over and over again. The only thing that broke us out of the loop is going really low tech. So which is like removing all tech and you know, technically PECS is low tech too, but not, I just hate letterboarding. I would say to anybody who has a non-speaker with Down syndrome, give letterboarding techniques a chance. There right now there's at least, two, but they're probably, so the first one that came out was RPM, it's called Rapid Prompting Method. The second one was S2C, which stands for spelling to communicate. And the third one is the Speller's Method. And so you could find any of these. If one doesn't, it's not the best fit for you, try another one. But most of the people that have gone to letterboarding techniques, it may take less or more time for you, depending on how your child's motor skill is, but it works. So I am a huge fan of using letterboarding communicate. So more and more kids with Down syndrome that are using it now. And I think it's important at least in the beginning to see a practitioner because they can help you find the right way to do it. Eventually, like I used to see Soma every 6 months, but then I used to work by myself at home.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we'll, listeners, we'll put links to the three different spelling board techniques that Vaish mentioned. So mm-hmm. you can click on those and look at the options.
Yeah.
Thanks, Vaish. That's great. That's really helpful.
I have one more question for from mom to mom. If you have advice for people listening who have kids with Down syndrome who have written something they want to be published, what is your advice for self-publishing? Actually, or becoming an you're having your child become an author, whether it's a picture book or a poetry or whatever it is. What advice do you have from the parent side?
I can find out, and let's say maybe if anybody wants to self-publish, if you can reach out to me, I'll reach out to the writers that Sid has worked with. I don't know, because in both of Sid's publications, the publishing house reached out to Sid because yeah. they wanted to publish a chapbook with him. So I've never actually self-published, but I think it would be great for us because I'm sure we'll be also exploring that in the future. So I'll find out. And if anybody is interested in publishing, just reach out to me and then maybe I can help you figure something out, because I'm sure I need it too.
That's great. And we'll also put links to how to be in touch with Vaish. She has a really amazing Instagram account, and I learned so much from it. So she is out there and easy to find.
Yeah.
Is Sid, is there anything else you want to share? Anything you want to share with our listeners?
Okay. Stabilize and A. L W A Y always B E L E I V E believe in why I think that's a O, keep moving. You are C C M C H I L always believe in your child.
That's a good word. Thanks, Sid.
The best. The best word. Vaish, is there anything else that you want to share before we head to good news?
I just want to reiterate what I said, is that no matter how your child presents, it's not representative of them. As you can see, today's actually not a great day for Sid, because he's usually a little bit more stable in his body. A lot of the laughter you're seeing is dysregulation. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that everybody saw him spell during a day when he was dysregulated, because he's feeling a little bit more floppy, I think less stable, all of that. But as you can see, it means nothing for his cognition and his intelligence. For even his being snarky about, you know, about things, and his just like the answers that he comes up with. So it doesn't matter what your child presents like. If you find the right communication technique for your child, you'll be able to, you know, just tap into that intelligence.
Yeah. That's so great. So great. We're beyond grateful that you guys took the time to be here with us. Sid, we've had your mom on the podcast a couple of times, and she always raves about you, and it feels a little bit like a celebrity getting to have Sid on the podcast today. So thanks for taking the time to share your genius with us and your poetry and your humor and everything. We're going to go to a segment in our show that we call Good News. We're going to take a little break, and then when we come back, if you have some good news that you'd like to share that's happening in your life right now, we'd love for you to do so.
Time for good news, time for good news. Everybody, welcome to the good news. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, we're back, and it's time for our favorite time of the day, where we get to hear your good news. And Sid, here's what good news is. Whatever we are celebrating in the, for me and Heather, it's what we're celebrating in the lives of our kids with Down syndrome. For a self-advocate like you, it's what you're celebrating for yourself. And we would love to know something that you are proud of, something that you are excited about, whatever the good news is in your life right now.
I'm here. That's the good news. Okay, I'm here.
That's good. We're excited that you came on the show, and so happy that that's your good news, that you're here.
Really, you don't have any other good news? No. Yeah.
Okay. We love it. We'll take it.
Yeah, we will. I have some good news.
Ooh, I want to hear.
Oh. I was at we had a church picnic on Sunday, and there were some people who came just for the kids to like give families some space and parents time to hang out and chat. And so the people who came were like blew bubbles and played games with kids and had balloons. And I usually, in a moment like that, I need to stay next to Ace to help him be part of what's going on and encourage him to play with the other kids and go where they go and sit down when everybody sits down. And I was chatting with someone, not even realizing that the children's stuff had started. And I looked over, and there was Ace just all on his own, sitting on the ground with the group of kids, like participating in whatever the game was. And then I looked back over 5 minutes later, and he was holding onto the parachute, and everybody was holding the parachute. And he just stayed with them for each thing, totally independent, doing whatever the rest of the group was doing. And I just felt so excited and proud of him that he is finding ways to build relationships and be with other kids and participate. It was really cool.
Micah, that's so good. That's huge. Good news.
Yeah.
Good news.
It's really good.
Ace face. I love that. I love it. Friends, if you have good news you want to share, we'd love to hear from you. You can go to the Lucky Few Pod on Instagram. Leave us a direct message or go to theluckyfewpodcast.com and send us an email. No, email hello@theluckyfewpodcast.com. If you want to follow along with Sid, Sid's Instagram account is Down Like Sid, DownLikeSid over on Instagram. You can follow along, and he shares some of his poetry over there as well. So make sure you do that. And it's happy Down Syndrome Awareness Month, everybody.
Sid, this was awesome.
This was so great.
Okay. All right then. Everybody, it's time to wrap up. Friends, just a reminder that you can head over to theluckyfew.co, use the code podcast to get 10% off your narrative shifting gear. And this month, during Down Syndrome Awareness Month, is a perfect time to do that.
And Josh Avis, thank you for being the editor of this podcast and editing this episode. And Ashley Fracalossi for producing it. And friends, if you like this episode, share it with family and friends. This is a great one to send to an educator. And make sure that you head over and watch it too. That'll be on our website. We'll also have a link on our Instagram page, The Lucky Few Pod, so that you can watch this whole interview as well.
Yes. Yes. I know I'm going to be sending it to some people. Don't forget to subscribe and make sure you check out the luckyfewpodcast.com for show notes. There was a lot of good information today, and it will all be on those show notes. And by the way, make sure you're also following us on social media.
That's right. And listener, it's Down Syndrome Awareness Month, and always, you are slaying it. We love you so much. We're here cheering you on, and we can't wait to be together on another episode next week. Until then, bye.